You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices continued to fall over the last week, dropping 5.7 cents per gallon for an average of $2.95 today. This is 12.9 cents lower than a month ago and over 43 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices fell in over 40 states last week, but officials at Gas Buddy say the downward trend in prices is beginning to stall. Prices in 2025 have been much lower than the previous year. This is partly due to OPEC's ongoing restoration of oil production and continued uncertainty surrounding tariff policy and its potential impact on the global economy. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.86 to $3.01 per gallon. One environmental group is cashing in on the NFL draft coming to Green Bay with a volunteer opportunity. Lisa Hale has more.
Green Bay will be in the national spotlight as the NFL Draft 2025 arrives. The Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance is using the massive event as a springboard to help clean up the Fox River Trail on Tuesday, April 22nd. Dan Beckwith with the Alliance.
So we thought this would be a great opportunity for us to show how awesome Green Bay is and how well we protect our water. So what better way to do that than to do a fun, easy trail cleanup right along the Fox River just to make sure that there's no trash, litter that's getting into the rivers. And we're just putting on the best shine on our wonderful, wonderful city of Green Bay before everybody starts coming to town.
To be a part of the preseason pickup, sign up at fwwa.org.
Two more county trunk highways in Portage County have had their seasonal weight restrictions removed. That's County Highway X and County Highway DB. However, all county trunk highways west of the Wisconsin River will remain under seasonal weight restrictions until conditions change. A heated exchange at the Election Commission meeting last week didn't stick to the agenda. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
The agenda was for talk about Madison's ballot problems, but Bob wanted to talk about Milwaukee. The Bob is Bob Spindell, and that was part of the heated conversation during a recent meeting of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Chair Ann Jacobs had the gavel and wouldn't let Spindell comment about the issue of not having enough ballots in Milwaukee for the April 1st election. He also talked about claims including black curtains at ballot counting sites.
You are out of order. The city of Milwaukee is not on this agenda. You don't get to hijack the agenda. You are not the chair.
Mr. Spindell wasn't kicked out and the meeting did go on. Milwaukee officials have clarified the restricted areas were unrelated to absentee ballot processing.
A controversial oil pipeline project that's been in the works for 5 years is being spurred along. Here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The Enbridge Line 5 project will be fast-tracked and have public hearings this spring after receiving an emergency designation. Tribal leaders said the government was not acting in good faith. Environmental experts are concerned about oil leaks in the Great Lakes and impacts to wetlands in northern Wisconsin. The Trump administration is seeking to expand gas and oil capabilities in the U.S. Bernard Construction, whose owner donated $1 million to President Donald Trump's campaign, was selected to build the pipeline.
This Wednesday, 11 veterans will receive a Quilt of Valor in recognition for their service. The presentation will happen on April 23rd at 10 a.m. at Renaissance by Rennes in Wisconsin Rapids. The quilts are all handcrafted by the Material Girls of Wisconsin. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning. Both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And that's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game two tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game two, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game two, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all three Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. Here is one of Pete's picks. The show Bosch Legacy just wrapped up after three seasons, and it was fantastic. Bosch Legacy, like its predecessor Bosch, is based on Michael Connelly crime novels. Bosch ran for seven seasons and followed lead actor Hieronymus Bosch, an LAPD homicide detective who is rough around the edges and pushes procedural boundaries. Legacy follows the same character, but as a retired cop in Private Eye. Legacy is batting 1,000% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the original Bosch pulls a 97%. If you like crime shows, both Bosches are must-sees. All 10 seasons of Bosch and Bosch Legacy are available on Amazon Prime. Variety reports that according to the New York City Chief Medical Examiner, actress Michelle Trachtenberg died of natural causes. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer star apparently had diabetes and suffered complications from diabetes mellitus. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be breezy, cloudy, with scattered showers likely today. The showers will end, and we will clear a little bit by late this afternoon with a high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the low to mid 30s tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun with a few sprinkles here and there, and a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.